Radio. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio for entertainment and teenage collide. For entertainment and teenage. For entertainment and teenage. Entertainment news collide. PD Radio collide. Entertainment news collide. PD Radio. For entertainment and collide. PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio. For entertainment and teenage youth collide.
What's up, everybody? It's Aisha, Moiva, and Brianna, and you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in New York City, and tonight is bound to get interesting. All right, well, join us as Moiva and Ellen Simpkins willingly give us their answers to all the questions on our minds, all right? Now, you know the important topics that us girls like to think about, like love, dating, relationships, style, pop culture, all of those things. They are going to give us the real deal when it comes to all those topics, all right? And also, TeenDiaries.net, entertainment news reporter Nyjah Hood is also here to join in on the fun. Yay, say hello to everybody.
Hey, TD Radio. Glad to be here.
All right, fellas, Moiva, Phelan, let's get into it. Come on. Welcome to the virtual
building. All right, let's go.
Let's give it a round of applause.
Yeah,
we're so happy to have you on. Okay, so, Moiva, I mean, you're regular here, so everybody should know who you are by now, but you can still introduce yourself. What do we have a new listener tuning in? Tell them who you are.
This is Moiva. My name is Moiva. I'm one of the co-hosts of TD Radio. I've been on for a minute. With my girl Ish, I do a bunch of stuff. That's really it.
What do you do? I mean, that's so vague. Like, what do you do? Do you pick your toenails?
I do music.
Like,
I'm one of those the person that you meet that does everything. You're like, oh God, he does everything. I sing, I act, I write, I do screenplays. So I am a jack of all trades and trying to be a master of them all.
Deal. All right. All right, next up is Phelan. Tell everybody about yourself.
I mean, after that, I don't know what I can do. I got to sell like a dream to get the audience to even be interested in me. What up, everybody? My name is Phelan. What do? I'm a co-host on a radio show with the lovely Miss Brianna Arps. We have a show called Damn Good Jams. I write music, I run for fun, I write poetry. I actually do a lot of poetry, Def Jam poetry, so on and so forth. Outside of that, I'm just a real chill, laid-back guy.
Cool. And you're also a student. Tell everybody what school you're representing.
The University of Missouri, stand up.
Yes,
class of 2016.
Yes, class of 2016.
Yeah, okay, I see y'all repping. Okay. All right. First question. Let's get into this. Okay. Very serious question here, all right? Now,
all right.
The
what
first one
pressure
be serious,
do you
really?
Feel
right,
the
like,
most when you're dating, okay? Because I know girls
ooh.
Feel different types of pressures than guys do. So what pressures do you guys feel?
Oh. No.
Not everybody at once.
The biggest pressure, with, like, dating, especially right off the bat, is are you impressive enough? Because not only she's going to run back and tell her friends, like, oh, he did this, he did that. Like, you know you got to make sure you're in with the friends. And then when you're in with the friends, you're in with her. You real good. But then outside of that, when you're a little more established and seasoned in your relationship, the whole parent aspect, that whole dynamic of knowing you have to meet the parents, a lot of pressure.
Okay.
I would say, listen to what I was dating. Let me just put that out there. I would say to make sure that I have their complete attention, meaning, like, they a woman doesn't want to be bored, and that's what anybody. It could be a dude. You don't want to be bored. There's never a time you want to be on a date and be like, oh God, I'll be glad. What time is movie? I can't wait to drop her off. or what? When the check coming, I can't wait to drop, you know, for him to take me home. I never want to be unentertaining. So my thing is, it's always worked for me, call it what you will. It's laughter. Bottom line, I have learned that if a chick is going to laugh, if she is laughing, she is having a good time. And I ain't talking about that fake laugh where you go, boy, you crazy. No, I'm talking about the real laugh. When, you know, where maybe she's, you know, a little tear comes out. That kind of laughter. And, you know, that's it. After that, I think everything else has worked for me.
Wow.
That sounded so bad. Everything else works for me.
Wait, before we hop into the next thing, you did mention about impressing a girl on the first date, you know, making sure she has a good story to tell her friends. Now, have you ever been on a first date and went Dutch on the date, or you just assumed that you should go Dutch on the date, or do you always, always, always pay for the first date?
Well, down here in the South, we pay.
I pay.
Even if it's a friend. I just can't have it when you go back, because even if it's said, like, I just feel this way about a girl, that she's gonna, even if we agreed, so don't forget, you're gonna pay and I'm gonna pay. That later on, she's gonna go back and tell her friend, girl, this, she didn't even pay.
He
didn't even
pay.
He
made me pay, girl.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. I don't wanna be that dude.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's go on to the next question. So, why do you believe double standards exist? So, like, why is some behavior acceptable for guys and not so much for girls?
Mm-hmm.
Because guys have genitalia and women don't.
Damn.
They're different.
What?
Damn.
Huh? I think both guys and girls have genitalia. You
I didn't want to say the word.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry. It's
like,
I didn't want to say
you
that.
Don't say the other word.
So I'll use a professional word. Guys have a penis. We just think differently. We're dumb sometimes, and there is a double standard. We can't. There's certain things that we can get away with that we would look differently upon you. For instance, I hate to get. I'll just go right in there since you want to get these nitty gritty questions. Let's go right with it. So, say for instance, Phelan, don't be scared. You staying with me? You hear me?
I'm going. Go ahead. I got you.
All right now, don't be backing up. You stay there. Stay right there and take this. It's coming. Here we go. So, so I lost my point. It was going to be good. It was going to be great. Okay, say for instance, like if I'm trying to, because I want us to be able to come back on the air next week. So let's change it up. So say for instance, okay, perfect example. If a guy grabs his crotch, right?
Huh?
Okay. Go with me. So if a guy grabs his crotch, he's not doing it intentional. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just shifting, okay? So he's just, you know, he's shifting or whatever. You look at him and be like, oh, man, he shouldn't have done that. But he does it. So it's fine. It's like that's what a guy does. If a girl does that, we're going to be like, whoa, what just happened? I know that's very small, but that's one of the many things that we look at is like, you can't do that. Or, for instance... If a dude dates a lot of girls, we're like, okay, yeah, he's a player. If a girl dates a lot of dudes, we're like, used goods. That's what we're gonna say. She's used goods.
She's used.
Yeah, but why is that? Why is there double standard?
I don't even think you can like. I don't think it's something you can like really put in words like as to why.
I think they want words. I think they want words.
Yeah,
give them words.
And I think the best way to put it is men are okay with doing certain things, but when you all do it, we be like, ooh, no.
We can't
handle it.
Let's just say that.
We can't handle it. That's like you guys, like, let's say a guy can go out and cheat on his girlfriend and somewhat be okay with it. But if a girl cheated on her boyfriend, it's the end of the world, which makes
us
look at you differently.
Yes.
Because
matter
why,
of fact,
though?
Well, I don't. Listen, cause I said we
because
have
men
the penis.
Clearly made this stupid rule. That's basically what it is.
Exactly.
Clearly.
But you know what?
First of all, these rules have been established since our forefathers came across and started this. Okay,
yep.
We didn't do it, so we're just a victim of these rules by our forefathers. So you can blame them. Now we've tried to change it, but it's in our DNA. For instance, go back to the cheating thing, like he said. Say, for instance, right, a guy can literally go out and have sex with somebody else, right? And you'll forgive them. The girl will forgive them. The girl has. There's been plenty of women that you know that have been like, let's think about it. There's plenty of women that you know that they got, the dude just went out and straight up cheated, and the girl's come back, and the girl's been like, I just love him. We talked. He said he wasn't going to do it no more.
So
and I just said, you know, I was just, yeah. I'm just going to stay with him because that's my man. I love him, and that's how we going to do. We don't care. Mm-hmm. Just us against the world, ride or die. But now you flip it. If my woman even talks to another dude, if she passes him a note that says anything, I'm talking about it could be the smallest. I'm just telling you the difference with us. You see how forgiving you guys are. We don't even want y'all holding hands with another dude. We will go crazy. Don't you touch his hand. We will lose it. We cannot.
I got
handle.
One even better for you though. Let's think about TV too, because then girls. Everyone watches Scandal, being Mary Jane. There's side pieces that everyone roots for, but in reality, females know they don't want to be anybody's side piece. Mary
it's
Jane
true.
Gave a whole speech on being number two and how it was socially acceptable, and people rocked with the idea of being number two. A lot of what happens is guys will watch that and be like, oh, well, she's cheering for this, or she wants this, so I'm going to give her what she wants. She doesn't have to be my main, but she can still get
jeez.
Something at the end of the day.
Wow, that's real talk.
My goodness.
That's real talk, though.
Okay.
Think about it.
So we blame Scandal and Shonda Rhimes. That's what we saying.
Right.
It's Shonda Rhimes' fault.
Yeah. Real talk.
Okay, on to the next question. So Kanye West recently dissed his ex-girlfriend, Amber Rose, during an interview with the Breakfast Club by saying that he had to take 30 showers after dating her before he could be with Kim Kardashian. So since both girls are known for having a pretty provocative past, do you think his statement was out of line, or was it fair?
Damn it.
To be fair
to Kanye first, Amber did come for Kim sideways first. So I understand where he comes from in the idea of I'm protecting my wife. But at the same time, Kim, Kanye know Kim got a pass that everybody has seen at some point. If you have a computer screen, you've seen it.
Oh, Jesus.
So I don't necessarily agree with his statement of saying 30 showers, because then it's like, well, how many showers are you going to take after Kim? But I can understand him protecting his wife.
Mm.
there goes Kanye being on the show. Look, I'll go.
Well, we can't get Kanye. Thanks, Faye.
I will say, I agree with Faye what he said at the beginning. The first statement, look, bottom line is he came up there and defended his woman. So if anything, y'all should be applauding him, because he doesn't care about the girl's past. Just like women,
mm-hmm.
if you are with the person, you don't want them to be bringing up your past or vice versa. So he doesn't look at it. I mean, because if we were all to be held by our past, then good God, I know right now, Isha, you might not have me on the air if you were going by my past. So so you got to look at the fact. So I'm just saying, everybody is capable of change, right? And he went on there and defended his wife, not his girlfriend. Let's keep that in mind. So it's his wife. It's a totally different thing. So he defended his wife.
I'm just trying to say, you don't have to do it, like, really, like, over social media and on the Breakfast Club, on radio, and such and such. Like, why did it have to be, like, this back and forth kind of thing? Like,
they
why
asked
can
the
we
man
exactly.
the question. They asked
I mean,
the man the question. He had to answer.
He had to answer.
If he didn't,
but that,
if
in
he
that
didn't
way,
answer,
like, it's okay.
But if he didn't answer, then we'd be like,
we would have been mad. We would have been mad. But, you know, maybe not. I just feel like you can't diss her too much. Like, who was there when you needed somebody to shoulders to cry on when your mom passed away or something? Like, ooh, I mean who was there?
If you want to be real, Kim gave, like, I saw a tweet. Kim gave us My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy compared to Jesus. I understand that idea, but still, it's the whole concept of he was protecting his wife.
Okay.
I think that he should still remain respectful to his ex. I think in any relationship, when you get out of a relationship, you should still remain respectful to your ex. I mean,
I don't agree with that.
I think it depends on the ex. You talk badly about them because that reflects badly on you.
Let me tell you something. You know, here's the difference. I ain't got to go home with my ex. I got to go home with the one I'm with. Boom. Boom.
There it is. That's funny.
Yeah. That's interesting.
All right. So moving off of Kim Ye. Okay, so name a pet peeve of yours that girls do to try to get your attention. Something that you just can't stand, but girls do it. And you're like, why? Why?
I hate thirsty pics on Instagram.
Ooh,
I hate thirsty pics or whatever. Like, just girls sitting there.
Definition, define. Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, God. You're sitting there in a in lingerie, eating a lollipop, talking about Sunday afternoon, just bored.
Or study break with just upper body, just study break, no books. No books at all.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thirst trapping.
So, and then when you do that, right, because you come on, guys, men are visual. Bottom line, we are visual people. That's how we're made. Go back to the forefathers, blame them. So we're visual creatures. So when you put some, so I'm scrolling through my wonderful timeline, not causing any trouble, not bothering anybody, sitting here watching the Oscars, looking at John Common give a wonderful performance. And all of a sudden I scroll down on my timeline, and I'm like, whoa, take me all out of the performance. Because you're on a study break. And like my man said, there are no books. Look,
there's
Mom, no books. So I'm like, and then if someone does, and heaven forbid you like the picture or whatever, then it's like,
ooh,
oh, my God,
ooh,
why you like it? Y'all so thirsty. All these dudes like my picture. You got us there naked with no books and expected what?
Right.
To leave you a comment saying, hey, what you studying? What classes are you taking? Hey, oh, I'm in that class too. No, that's not what you wanted.
We would study together sometime.
I was passionate about that one. I'm sorry.
let's touch on likes a little bit. So how about, do you have to like a pic? Like, you could appreciate a pic without liking it. And if you do like it, what does it really mean when you post it?
My thumb has no control.
It's like a knee-jerk reaction. Once you see it, you just be like, double tap. Before you realize it, it's too late.
No, seriously, like I'm in the doctor's office and you just hit my funny bone. I'm going to tap the picture.
So you're trying to say that you didn't think about it, but then it's too late, so you can't undouble tap it, so you just leave it?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because if you undouble tap
leave it,
she already got the notification you tapped it. When she doesn't see your name, she's going to be like, oh.
So are you more cautious when you're in a relationship to double tap? Or
yeah, that's
a
right.
Question.
Exactly. You got to double tap with tap.
Let me tell you something.
I'm just saying,
if you're
saying it's a reflex, then, you know.
This is, I call it art. I appreciate art. And if I see art, I'm going to say, hey, I like that. That's nice art. Now, the difference is, if I'm over here trying to take that art home and hang it up on the wall, that's different.
That is different.
I am simply an appreciator of art. That is it. If I leave a comment, you're doing too much.
If you're dating a girl and she gets mad at you for liking someone else's pic, do you think she's in the right for that? Or
she needs to know at the beginning of the relationship that I like art.
Let her know up front. After that,
art.
Okay, so instead of, you know, girls setting up those thirst traps on Instagram for your reflexes to hit, what should a girl do to let you know that she's interested in you? Like, maybe she's just too shy and she doesn't know how to come out and just say it. What can she do to get your attention?
Show her art. No, I'm kidding. No,
I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry.
You just said it was a thirst trap. Now you want that.
I'm just saying, Ish, you set up the alley-oop. Don't dunk it. You shouldn't have done that. That's on you.
That's
you
true.
Did that. You did yeah. that. No, on a serious note, I mean, you just, to let her know, I mean, I think casual flirting is always cool. Casual flirting is cool. But, you know, here's the funny thing, though. When anybody does that, right, if the other person is not feeling them, you're automatically gonna go, oh man, he's so thirsty. And it's like, dude, how else am I gonna get to let you know that I'm feeling you if I don't flirt with you? I mean, what do you do? You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, if you do put it out there, then you're gonna be like, oh, he's so thirsty. Oh, she's so thirsty. So
yep.
So really, what do you do to let someone know? I think you have to go back old school and start putting notes. Do you like me? Will you go with me? Because other than that,
right. Leave it on the
I'm falling into that category of being the thirsty dude. It's like, and so people don't want to, it's like you almost don't want to even approach anybody because you're going to be put on blast. Oh, he's so thirsty. If the other person doesn't reciprocate the way you feel. That's just real.
So then no one's ever going to know if someone likes them anymore. Period.
You got to go back to the notes. Will you go with me?
Okay. Well, this is Faye and Moira. Okay. More specifically, I mean, like Faye, like I directed this towards you at first because, you know, we're busy people. We're in college. So would you rather text or would you, like, rather talk on the phone?
You know what?
And does, like, talking
honestly,
on the phone signal something deeper or no?
Oh, honestly, I can't wait. Faye, I'm going to go first.
I'm going to give you what my current situation.
Oh, Lord.
So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about this.
Change the names to protect the innocent, man. Change the names to protect the innocent. Go ahead.
No, I'm not even going to say no names. I'm not going to say no names. So this young lady, she's interested in me, and so she likes to text. She's a texter. So she texts me, like, maybe 2 to 3 times a day just to see what's up, how am I doing. She asks me questions just to see what's going on. So she just suggested the other day that I give her a call. So I gave her a call today, and we talked on the phone for a little bit. And at the end of the phone conversation, she asked if I would like to come over to drink some wine and maybe watch some TV or do some homework
Jesus.
Together.
Oh,
shit.
Okay. Wine with the homework. Wine. Okay.
Is that what we call it now? Is that what it's, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, it's better than Netflix, right? Because when you say Netflix, I automatically think in the back of my mind, so I'm about to lay on this thing. So, you know, Netflix might be a little different. I'll give her wine. At least wine's a little classy.
Okay.
Now, if I see Netflix when I walk through the door, I already know it's going to happen.
Oh, my God, but Faye, like, so, I mean, I don't know why this perplexes me, why this bothers me so much, but, like, guys
I don't know why either.
Guys will use texting, like, as an excuse to be, like, avoid the girl type thing, like, oh, I'm really busy, so I'm not going to call you, I just want to text you, or, like, oh, I'm not a phone caller, or whatever, but I just feel like that's such a cop-out sometimes.
Maybe well, I'm a bad texter anyway.
If I'm,
yeah,
Faye,
you really are.
Call me old school if you want to or whatever, but I don't, and this is going to be horrible, but I was just telling a friend of mine who is single and who, you know, he got, you know, chicks and he texts or whatever and all that, and he meets people online, and I was like, I couldn't do that because I'm so, because nowadays I'm afraid to get catfished. I don't want to be texting Hank. I don't want to be texting Philip, and she says her name is Felina, but it's really Philip. So I would have to speak to the person, talk to them. I would need
Snapchat.
To see baby pictures. I would possibly need to have some DNA tests done. I need to know that you have ovaries, that you have fallopian tubes, all that stuff, that you are a full-blown female. I know it sounds crazy. Y'all need to watch Catfish. These people out here getting their lives ruined. I'm just saying. So that's why I don't get, because think about it, on social media or even texting, you can be anybody. I know the guy in particular, he don't have no swag. He's not no dude that just be talking to females. But when he's on the text, it's like there's no emotion. Like you can't really tell.
Right.
You can't really tell if I'm cool. So I can, when you say something to me, right, I have time to process it. I can look at it,
right.
See how I can answer it. What's the best?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's overthinking. So it's not organic. It's not natural. So you text me and say, hey, what you doing? Then I got to be thinking, oh, God, what does she mean what I'm doing? Does she mean what? Does she mean what am I doing that she really wants to see me? Or does she really mean what am I doing? Does she mean am I at work? Does she mean am I free? All those questions, like, for real? Man, just get on the phone and say, hey, what you doing? Oh, nothing. Hey, why don't you come over and do some homework?
Homework.
Yes, homework.
Wait, no, wait.
Watch
listen,
a movie.
You guys seem, based on what you guys are saying, you seem to be pretty good, like, stand-up guys, though. But think about it from the mind of a dog. Like, if I was going from the mind of a dog, I would totally like to text because I could text you while I'm with my other chick, and I don't have to talk.
You.
Like, he doesn't know
honestly,
who I'm talking to.
If you're
you don't
a
know
good dog,
yeah.
If you're a good dog, you can be on the phone selling the dream to one individual, texting another one, and telling the next one you're going to FaceTime her in about 5 minutes when you're done with the first one.
Right. That's too much. That's ambitious. That's how you gonna do all those three things at one time. That's ambitious.
Yeah.
See,
it's called scheduling.
It's
called
prioritizing.
Prioritizing.
Right.
That's what it's called.
It's the world we live in. Cause like three devices. Okay, so let's say I have an iPhone, I have a Mac, and then I have like, an iPad.
Hey, y'all hear how he said, let's say I have it, like he didn't have all these things.
Exactly.
Let's say I'm talking
don't
about
talk
not really me.
Right.
Hey, that was good, man. I'm just saying. Hey, what's your problem? What's it? Let me. Let's say.
Let's throw the hypothetical out there. But
okay.
No, really, like, it's that easy now.
Okay.
You are.
Wow, yeah. Well, can we go back to what you said before about the girl? I don't want to put the girl on blast, though. But this is really important to me because, I mean, obviously in college, I was in similar situations. And, like, if a girl says to a guy, do you want to come over and study and watch a movie? In your mind, it means way more than let's just come over, study, and watch a movie. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Back in the day, it probably did, but now, yes, it does.
Man,
back in the day, early in the day, that's what it meant. It does not mean you really want me to come over and study.
That's
say,
scary.
If you say,
that's
if
scary.
You say come to the library,
the girl really just scary. Wants that. Do you get pissed that's off when nothing more happens?
I wouldn't get pissed off. I would explain. Well, you know when you said homework, I was under the impression that you were.
See,
I was under the impression.
Wow.
No, I'm just
like
telling
that.
You how we think. I didn't say it's the smartest way of thinking. I'm just telling you
that
how we
way
think.
Of thinking.
Well,
yeah,
I just have to put a disclaimer out there all the time. Like, this is what I really mean. You should take what I say for face value. I mean, 9 times out of 10, girls take what guys say for face value. I mean, in certain instances.
I don't believe, I can't go with that. This is why I say that.
We do be assuming sometimes. We do reach sometimes. But, like, I take what a guy says for face value.
Let me ask you something.
Exactly.
Where does wine and homework go together in any world?
Right,
in
what universe?
That's failing about this wine and homework. I don't know nothing about it. Ask failing.
Failing's like, hey, I get my best grades when I have wine with my homework. Let's do it.
Well, why all these cold words? Why can't you just come forward and say what you really want?
Because, I mean,
exactly.
The art of
females.
Being... Right, like, I don't know. I feel like it's the art of being straightforward. People be like, I don't want him to think that I'm this
that
way, so...
Art.
Lord.
Hold on.
What's the next question on our agenda?
You should don't be saying like that. You should like this. Oh, Lord, moving on.
Okay, on to the next question. Ray Sherman claims that they have no type and that bad chicks is the only thing that they like. So, if you have any claims about guys being totally shallow when it comes to dating, what characteristics do you look for in a girl and what's important and what's not?
Why Sailor stop breathing heavy?
Because, I hate, like, honestly, the message is I don't got no type, but that, like, that's a type.
Thank you. That's a type.
But either way, though,
exactly.
Characteristics. I think you have to be funny. If you're not funny,
okay.
I don't know. But then at the same time, you have to have an intelligence about yourself because I can't bring everything to the table. It has to be someone where we can learn together.
Okay. Just want to see. Look, okay. They like that. They like that.
I'm
like, okay.
Okay. I'll accept that. All right.
I'm not gonna say he's shallow.
And then outside
all,
of like
really
that whole,
that.
Yeah, but outside of like all of that, at the same, be down to earth because you can be the prettiest thing walking, but if you have an ugly attitude,
There you go.
Yeah, I also say, well, for me, it's always been if you can make me laugh, that's my kryptonite. If you're funny. Like, to this day, if I ever meet Christine Wiig from Saturday Night Live and all that.
Oh, I love her.
Days,
oh, my gosh, I love her.
When I tell you, like, seriously, like, my girl, I've already told her, like, listen, if I meet Christine Wiig, you're going to have to just, like, punch me in the face so I don't say nothing because she's just that funny to me and it just gets me. But also, like you said, if you don't have the easiness, there's got to be some work involved.
Look.
You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. It's a double standard. This is where the guy where we get stupid at, right? We mm-hmm. don't like to wait, but we don't respect girls that we don't have to wait for.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we said that.
Yeah.
If you carry yourself like your treasure, then we have nothing. We can't do nothing but respect it or whatever. Even in the back of our mind, we'll still be like, man, she's stuck. Well, you might have an ignorant dude that's like, man, she's stuck up. She's tripping. She don't want to. But in the back of his mind, he's like, I can't even trip. I gotta respect
mm-hmm.
her. She wasn't going for my stuff. She wasn't going for my tricks. She wasn't going for my games. She wasn't going for nothing I was throwing. And
standing
so those are the. Exactly. Those are the chicks that we end up marrying. Those are the chicks that we end up being with
mm-hmm.
because they respect themselves. They just carry themselves in a whole different way than most chicks. They're not going to be the ones with the thirst trap. You won't see that.
Right.
You won't ever see it.
Okay.
Wow. See, we're not all dogs. Give me a high five. Virtual high five. Everybody.
Y'all have some morals. All right. You have some true values. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
So, when it comes to style, I know this is very important to females and also guys, because, of course, they want the girls that they're with to look good. So, what is something that a girl could wear that would completely turn you off, though, that you would be like, that ain't it, ma. That ain't it.
You know, showing too much.
Oh,
take
good.
That.
Showing too much?
Showing too much. I can't leave something to my imagination. Perfect.
Let me tell you something.
Like I said,
hey. High five, my friend. Let me tell you something. I'll simplify it. For me, I used to be in love with Halle Berry. Loved her. Loved Halle Berry. I'm talking about, I bet her bathwater tastes like almond milk. I always thought.
Oh, my goodness.
What? I'm just telling you a story. I always was like, she's beautiful. She's just, you know, it wasn't just sexy or whatever. She was beautiful. When a guy
mm-hmm.
says you're beautiful, that's real. Like, dude, you're just beautiful. Like Claire
yep.
Huxtable is just beautiful. You just
she is.
You know, she's just beautiful, right? But when I saw her all 17 times in Monsters Ball, right, in that particular scene, when I saw that, it took away from me. It her star was, you know, it wasn't so shiny anymore. It was no
mm-hmm.
longer Halle Berry, like, oh, my God, Halle Berry. And it's nothing against her, not to say that, you know, like, she's dirty now. She's an actress. That's what she was doing. It was she won an Oscar for that role. For me,
right.
After
shiny
seeing that,
gold
it was like.
Too. Shiny and gold. Yeah.
Yeah, she's shiny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She worked for that Oscar.
Oh, she worked all right.
So my thing, but after seeing that, to this day, it's not the same for me anymore. She's still attractive. She's still, you know, pretty and all that. But everything changed when I saw that. It really did something. It was like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Meeting the parents. I'm sorry. What's the scariest thing about taking someone's daughter out? Like, do you have a worst first date experience? If so, like, what happened?
Okay.
Me
now,
right
are we saying, like, on the first date when you actually have to, like, meet the parents before you take her out, or are
I mean,
in general?
I mean, it could be in general. Like, I just feel like the serious thing about taking me out is, I mean, that's my mama for sure, because my mom is my mom and my dad, so that's pretty scary for a dude who wants to come take me out.
Honestly,
but,
mothers love me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Mothers love me.
Mothers will love me until they are blue in the face, but fathers... They do not. My ex-girlfriend, her father, when I took her out on our first date, he sat in my face, he looked me dead in my eyes, and he quizzed me for about 20 minutes. The movie was going to start in 10 minutes after we were done, so we had to go see another movie. And then I just had her home by a certain time. Like, he was grilling the hell out of me. That man did not
trust
me.
What kind of questions did he ask? This is interesting. What kind of questions?
Okay, so he asked me, what is my future aspirations? What is my intentions with his daughter? Where are we going? How long are we going to be out? What are my mother and father's name? What do they do for a living? Like, it was just a lot of extensive questions. Like, I was like, what is you? I was like, see?
Not about
your
mom and
daddy,
though.
I don't know if it's worth it.
You need to know who your kid is linking up with. You got to make sure it's the real
you know what?
Within the family.
Listen, and the reason why I'm not tripping about that, I know it sounds extreme, and yeah, it is extreme, but I guess because...
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter, so it's like, first of all, she's not going to date till she's like 50. But but I know how I was, you know, coming up. So it's like, I can't. Oh man, you know how they say these. What Chris say? These ain't loyal. What are these girls? I can't trust us. We horrible. So I'm gonna ask all the questions. I'm gonna take a blood. I want a blood sample. It's gonna be a lot of things.
Urine sample.
Seriously. It's gonna be a lot of things that. No, seriously. I'm gonna get my ankle bracelet. It's gonna be a whole bunch of stuff like that. I got to know because. Man, the world is crazy, and everybody. I think we had the segment about 2 weeks ago about domestic abuse and stuff. Man, I just can't because it only takes one idiot to really mess. You know what I'm saying? To mess it all up. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, I totally feel, dude, on asking you and grilling you all those questions or whatever. Now we're looking at it like you tripping, but if you look at it, it also speaks to. This girl's got a good background. She got people that care about her. Because I done picked up some chicks where I didn't even have to go in the house. I just honked the horn, and they came out.
Wow.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
So you're looking like, well, this is going to be easy. When
That's good to know because, Phelan, how did you feel after getting grilled? I mean, obviously that was a bit, you know.
I mean, it was awkward.
No, but how do you feel about the girl, though? Did you respect her more?
Because, we stayed together for 3 years.
There we go.
That's good. But do you think for other guys that might be a turnoff, that might intimidate them from really pursuing a serious relationship?
Honestly, if you're not real about your intentions, that would intimidate somebody.
Well, you know what? But nowadays it's different. Nowadays it's different, right? Because we're trifling. Where we'd be like, okay, I hear you, dude. We'll even address it like that. I hear what you're saying, man. Nobody's gonna mess with your daughter. And we thinking like, guys would be thinking, man, I ain't dating him. I'm dating you. So it's that fear. It doesn't exist like that anymore for two reasons. And this is gonna bring about another show. But you don't have many. There's not many people that have the two parent home is not like that anymore. Like your girl just said. Your mama was the mama and the daddy. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't. So we don't. There's not that. This you don't have that anymore. It's not like that. It's not like that in a lot of homes where the daddy will come and be like, my baby going out on a date. Let me meet this dude. No.
That's
you know what? Has anyone seen Bad Boys 2?
Yep. That's exactly
that's
how I would do. That's exactly
yep,
how I would
do. Exactly. Exactly how
Bad Boys 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably pulled
on to the next
out.
Question.
Sorry.
Why do you guys have a beef with girls in makeup? I often find that dudes have such unrealistic preferences but get let down when they realize some girls truly do have things that are facade.
Because if you lay down on my pillow and my pillow's white and then you come up to my pillow and it looks like and it looks like someone spilled a pan of brownies on my
Oh my god!
I'm just saying, like there's a limit to the makeup thing or whatever. It's like you shouldn't have a real Instagram filter on your real face. I'm just saying, like no, seriously. And
never.
It's like I promise you, guys are thinking about at least any real dude. We're thinking about I gotta wake up. If there's anything serious. I'm going to have to wake up looking at this chick for, you know, if I plan on marrying, if I plan on being with her, I got to wake up looking at her. Do I want to wake up looking? I can't call her names. I don't want to set nobody out. I can't wake up. I don't want to wake up looking at Charlamagne the God. You know, it's like I need
that. You know?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
That's real.
We want natural beauty, and beauty, of course, is in the eye of the beholder, the person looking. So,
but if you walking out the house looking like Ronald McDonald, you need to stop. Like, let's call it what it is.
Now, yeah, you know. And I know the girls are different. Some people, but I there's just certain things I personally don't like. I'm not one for. No, I can't say that because then that's going to alienate a lot of our listeners. I love all girls. I love them all. All women are precious in the sight of Jesus. Yes, they are.
Well, so what's your preference? Yeah. Little makeup, no makeup?
Little. Minimal.
I say just enough. Not too much.
Yep.
not too little. Yeah.
So
maybe not
that's
too
enough.
Much.
I'm
foundation okay, mascara, eyeliner.
That's fine. But if you, like, if you have to draw your eyebrows on and you're mean and it makes you, like, I don't want you to have to do the Lego. I don't like the Lego faces where you can literally wipe on your, you know, and I can, I don't like the Lego faces. There you go. That's all I'm saying. I just don't like it. Because everything is not awesome.
Okay. All right. Most guys have to kind of put themselves out there and kind of be the first person to make the first move. How does it feel when you are rejected? Let's be real about it. Like, what does rejection feel like from a guy's point of view?
I feel like Michael Jordan when he got cut from the basketball team.
Yep.
I know that I'm going to be better, and I know that I'm going to come back strong. When he got cut from his junior, yes,
I will be back again.
I will be back again, and you're going to want me. And that's just me. It's a horrible, egotistical thing to say. I know it, but I believe that at some point, if you rejected me, you're going to be like, you're going to come back and go like this.
I would.
You'll come back and say, maybe I would. I've always thought that. I don't think I'm Idris Elba, Tyrese, or nothing, but I think I'm all right.
I agree. I think persistence does work for guys. I mean, persistence worked for my guy in my life, so yeah. And then persistence worked for Kanye with Kim. He wanted to be with her for years, and she was like, nah, I'm cool.
That's true.
I think it has to be an initial attraction, though. It can't just be like, you know, I think this person is an extra on The Walking Dead. And no, I don't think that's going to work. I think there has to be at least some level of attraction. Like, you could think about it. It's been people have tried to holler at you in your life, and you're like, oh, he's cute, but no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you'll get that person, as opposed to the person, you'd be like, oh, my God, is that your real face?
You know what I mean? Lord have mercy.
No, I'm truthful. You asked for truth tonight. That's what we're trying to get you.
I appreciate it. Okay.
One
so, night. Is there anything you do specifically to let a girl know you like her before actually telling her? So what should I look for if you like me, whatever?
So you know how we all talk about like people diving in DMs, right? However that still works.
Bruh.
I've never dove into a DM until one time, and it worked. It worked. She's older than I am. She is a recent graduate. Not gonna put out her school, but she's a recent graduate. She has a job. She's well established, and it worked. So I think a lot of it is like, I think a lot of it is how you approach the situation. Because I could have dove in like real disrespectful, real harsh, but I did it in a calm manner and built up to try to figure out.
What do you start with? What do you start with? What's the entry?
Oh my like, God.
Yeah. Give up your game.
Give us the trick.
Oh my God.
You told me it was something respectable. Like, you read the message to me. Don't front.
Yeah, I read the message. I mean, it was real respectful because I hit her with, hello, my name is Phelan. I do this, that, and the third. I just saw your picture, and I thought you were really attractive, and I don't want to disrespect you if you have a boyfriend or anything, but I just thought I should let you know that. And so she hit me back with, oh, my God.
Okay.
She said, I don't have a boyfriend. You're good. Thank you so much. So I told her, now that we have that out of the way, I really would like to know you better. Because
I do some hard work.
Right, out of the hard work shop, it was easy. I told her I'd like
to
know her better because it seemed like she was worth getting to know.
DJ Sandman.
Yeah, that is my sandman.
DJ Sandman sells dreams, so, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not bad out there, but
so, do you like social media and stuff
tonight.
Like the future? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, outside of that, we were good. I talked to her. We talked almost every other day. So, I'm working my way.
Diving in the DM.
So, I'm really serious. Like, is social media the next way to, like, date? Like, forget eHarmony and, like, Black people, is it Instagram and Twitter? Like, you just slide in the DM?
Get catfish if you want to.
Sorry.
You better send this to me a baby certificate. I got to see that. You better put that. You better put that thing on the Instagram quickly. You better put a picture of that. I'm trying to tell you, I don't trust it. That's just me. I don't trust it because you.
If it's someone
anybody.
You know, it was someone he knew. It wasn't like a random person.
But look, but here's the thing, though. Tell the truth.
Random.
But tell the truth, though. Let's
okay,
be honest.
My bad.
How many people? How
see,
many
it,
people?
That, it kind of was a random person, just to put that out
was
there.
Random.
But you know.
See?
Yeah.
Now, how many times have you seen someone
but he
on
lotto,
Instagram?
Though. He
No, still, but how many times have you seen someone on Instagram and then you see them in real life and you're like, whoa, your filter
is walking on campus every day.
Your filter is on fleek. It is ridiculous because you do nothing, you look nothing like that. Oh, my God, I said that word in a sentence. I promised myself I was never going to use that word fleek. I just did it.
You just said it.
I hate that word. I hate that word. My God.
Well,
okay.
This
I mean, it happens.
Concludes our lovely chit-chat on Mansers. Phelan, thank you so much for your honesty.
No problem.
And
my
your
God.
Very candid stories. We love that. You have to come back in the future for sure. We love having you on.
Most
thanks for helping us clear the air with all the ladies out there.
We appreciate it.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Yay, until next time.
Thanks. Bye, Peg.
See you.
And now it's time for entertainment news.
1 second.
Glad y'all got me some reinforcements here today. That was nice.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Not even talking.
All right, now the Academy Awards went down last night. I know many of you watched some of it. I'm sure none of you watched all of it because it was so long. It's just one of those shows that you could watch just like bits and pieces, the parts that you just really want to see. So one of those being the politically and historically aware speeches. Starting with Common and John Legend, they received the biggest ovation for the first 2.5 hours of the Academy Awards on Sunday night. The rapper and singer were honored with the Best Original Song Oscar for Glory from Selma. And they connected the dots between the marches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years ago and the events in the world today that affect civil rights, freedom of speech, and voting rights. So congrats to two of the most awesome guys I know for their big win. Common and John Legend, you deserved it. All the whole Selma family, you deserve that win. I think that win is for all of you. So congratulations to everyone. And also, if you want to find out some other very cool acceptance speeches that were raising awareness for different issues, topics like suicide, depression, women's rights, head on over to teendiaries.net to see those inspiring speeches by some incredible, talented actors. All right? Next up, Kanye West and Rihanna may possibly share the stage this summer. We've been talking about it from week to week, but the rumors are kind of solidifying. It's starting to become a little bit more true, even though it's not 100% confirmed. But here's what we know. The tour is expected to start on July 25th in Estonia.
You thought I was going to say like Atlanta or something, right?
Y'all
not going
to say
that.
Yeah,
like, where's Estonia again? Or where's that?
Yeah, exactly. In Estonia. And tickets are slated to go on sale March 5th. Both Kanye and Rihanna are prepping new studio albums that are set to be released this year, 2015. In fact, Kanye serves as executive producer on Rihanna's new album, so that's pretty cool. So looking forward to that, and hopefully they're going to be coming stateside with that collaborative tour. I can't wait. Next up, all right, Black Women in Hollywood. Essence Magazine's annual Black Women in Hollywood luncheon normally happens every single year. It's the fifth year, but this year, guess what? It came on television. On where?
Mm-hmm.
On OWN. I was trying to say that in my best Oprah Winfrey voice, but it didn't work. Anyway, so it was. So every year they have this incredible event that honors African-American women who are pushing the limits, raising the bar, and breaking through barriers in both film and television. And this year's event was held at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills, California, and featured Oprah Winfrey herself opening the luncheon and honoring members of the cast of the hit Netflix series, Orange is the New Black, my show. Love it. So congrats to everyone who got honored there. And Pretty Girl Sweat, you know a thing or two about that, our fitness program through the Teen Diaries Foundation. We were able to bring the program to the 5th annual Black Women in Hollywood workout. All right, so there's the luncheon and then the workout. Okay, so the workout this year, as it is every year, was hosted by Nike and Essence Magazine on Wednesday, February 18th. Hollywood trainer Jeanette Jenkins teamed with fitness evangelist Angela Davis to lead 50 Pretty Girl Sweat students and over 100 celebrity guests on a joint path towards finding strength in sweat. All right, you can read all about it at teendiaries.net. But, Brianna, since you were in attendance, why don't you share one of your highlights from the event?
Highlights from the event. I mean, it was so fun, point blank period. It was just, there was so much to see and so many people there. Like your mind was just blown from the get-go. But I guess my favorite part was the workout itself. Like, I haven't worked out in years. I know it's bad, but I haven't worked out in that caliber. Like for real, like, oh, my gosh, you're going to sweat today. Like, So, you know, that was fun for me, just being around all those women. You know, it was just really great to just work out and sweat and the neon lights and the smoke and the fog. And Nike was there. It was just great. An overall great experience.
It was really cool. Well, make sure you check out teendiaries.net. You can see the whole, you can read the whole recap, plus see some cool pictures that'll pretty much take you inside the event. You'll feel like you're there. It's pretty incredible.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes.
And that's it for entertainment news this week.
Birthdays?
Yeah.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
Yeah. February 23rd. Birthdays this week. February 23rd. Actress Dakota Fanning will be 21. TV actress Niecy Nash is 45. February 24th. That's tomorrow. Boxer Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. will be 38. Y'all better get ready for that fight on May the 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
It's long awaited. Pacquiao, it's going down. February 25th, comedian Chelsea Handler will be 40. February 26th, singer Erykah Badu, I guess I'll see you next lifetime, be 44. Former NFL player Marshall Faulk will be 42. Singer Corinne Bailey Ray will be 36. Singer and son of Bob Marley, Kai Manny Marley, will be 39. February 27th, that's what I said, don't judge me. Football player Randy Moss will be 38. Singer Rosanda Chili Thomas, a scrub is a guy, whatever, 44, will be 44 years old. Reality star Jay Wow will be 29. Singer Bobby Valentino will be 35. He just looks really, really like, he still looks like he sings in Mister. Y'all, Google it. Google it. I'm not going to explain it. February 28th, actress Tasha Smith will be 46. I think she's on the show, if I'm not mistaken, Empire. She plays Taraji's sister. Y'all need to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
February 29th, rapper Ja Rule, baby, will be 39. And those are your birthdays for this week. Boom.
All right, we have some incredible news. All right, we raised a grand total of $2,430 in our first fundraiser of 2015. Let's give everybody a round of applause. Yay! Thanks so much to all of you who supported our mission to empower young female journalists and fight childhood obesity by providing free fitness programs for teen girls nationwide. Now, this is just the beginning, all right? We are committed to raising $600,000 to open our first fitness and career development facility for teen girls in Atlanta, Georgia. We want to provide scholarships for 30 female college students, hire an executive team to manage, raise funds, and build corporate partnerships for our organization's programs, develop an inspiring phone app that positively unites young women across the globe and employ 10 students part-time in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, you can still show your support by making a donation at teendiariesfoundation.org, or you can purchase our merchandise at teendiaries.net/shop. We have a really cool exclusive T-shirt that is launching on International Women's Day, which is March 8th, so get your coins ready because you can shop for an amazing cause. And then you can also stay tuned for our next fundraiser, which starts in May 2015. All right. Next up, we're also going to be announcing who the winner was of our fundraising contest. All right. Now, there is a winner, and we're going to be emailing them soon and also announcing it to everyone else. I'll just give you guys a sneak peek now. Camila Alves, who is a known celebrity personality, she donated money to this great cause, and she is giving her win to her one of her employees at her company, which I think is so awesome, and he is so deserving. So please keep an eye out for the email from us, because you just won 2 tickets on JetBlue. That's pretty incredible. Yeah, $10,000 worth of airfare. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad, right? So you
not
give a little, you get a lot.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, you give a little, you get a lot. All right, as always, we want to thank you guys for listening to TD Radio. Many thanks to Phelan for stopping by. Be sure to tune in next time for more awesomeness. Until then, make sure you follow us on Twitter, man, at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember, oh, wait, before I sign out, anybody have any announcements? Anything they want to share, since we have a little bit more time? Something
you
big
can
happening.
Stop by my blog site at themouthingoffblog.com. Shameless plug.
No problem. Plug away. Anybody have another plug?
me and the team that works with me, we're putting out a web series here shortly, and a short film for the African American Film Festival. So check that out. Hopefully I'll be giving some more info about that. But more importantly, I really just want to give it up to Ish for Pretty Girl Sweat. I think it's dope that this thing is growing.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the Nike, I was like, that is so dope. As far as it's just spreading, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with this, but each event seems to get bigger. So I just want to commend my sister. I love you, and I just think you're awesome.
I love you,
girl.
Thank you.
When you set your mind to something, it just gets done. So you inspire me to be on my grind and everything that I'm trying to get done, too. So I just want to make sure people continue to support that. You guys definitely need to donate if you can. It don't matter if it's what a little bit you got, donate. Do that. That's all I got.
Oh, you're amazing. That was so sweet. Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm getting choked up. All right, guys. So, always remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous.
Do it. Boom.
Bye.
TD Radio.